1. Begin transmission.
All right. Well, it's 1930 UTC. Forgot what I was doing there for a minute. 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. I just got out of my car, and I'm walking along the front of the building here at Harenhaven, looking at the milkweed, and I'm looking for mantises. I'm not finding any. This has not been a very mantis-y year. It's kind of disappointing, because I wanted to see some mantises. There are 5 other cars here. Why are there so many people here? And are they actually out here, or are these people in the building? There are lights on in the building. Maybe just some administrative things are happening. I do not know. It is approximately 23 degrees Celsius. For the educationally impaired Americans who listen to my show, that is in fact about 72 degrees Fahrenheit. It rained. It rained almost all night. But it has stopped. It has stopped for a while. There is standing water, but things are starting to dry out. Or dry off, at least. There's a couple little coprinus mushrooms here next to the kiosk. And that hole under the shed is bigger. Marmots have been digging. As I walk around the dragonfly pond, the water level is very high. You know, not like springtime flood high or anything, but higher than normal. There's a couple of frogs on logs. I'm not seeing a lot of trails. So, maybe it has only stopped raining recently. I myself got up a little bit late. It is humid. My face is already starting to itch because I haven't shaved in a couple days. And whenever I go out in this kind of humidity, my face suffers for it. Gets itchy. So I'll probably have to shave when I get home. Lots of fungus sticking out of all these logs. This is great. It is overcast, but it kind of looked like the sun might be trying to come out. And if that happens, we're going to turn right around and run home, because it's going to get brutal out here. So I am just walking along. And I'm looking into the forest, looking for dudes and stuff. Forest vision is starting to clear up. You can start seeing deeper into the forest just because some of the smaller ground cover is dying off, or, you know, is at least, what's the word I'm looking for? Hibernating for the winter. I've come to the crossroads, and here, at the crossroads, somebody has made an arrow out of twigs and stuff, pointing deeper into the forest. Interesting. I will go the opposite way. And walk out here onto the Mulhall's property to see if I can see any dudes. And while I'm walking out here, I should take this time to let everyone know that my brother sent me an email, and he says I need to watch a show. Apparently it's available on Amazon Prime, and it is called Tokyo Vampire Hotel. Now, I have not yet, there's nothing going on out here at Mulhall's property. I have yet to actually watch any episodes of Tokyo Vampire Hotel. But when my brother goes to this much effort to recommend something to me, it's generally worthwhile. So if you have Prime Video, you can check it out. And while I was looking at it, I noticed that somebody decided to make a TV series out of Picnic at Hanging Rock. Picnic at Hanging Rock is one of my favorite classic films. I've never read the book, though. So now I'm kind of curious what this series is all about. Oh, my pants are falling down. Why? Because my camera's in my pocket. Let's take my camera out of my pocket. And I hear a screaming child. God damn it. Yeah. Well, we might as well go home. We're not going to see anything today. Why isn't this child in school? Today is a school day. And as I look out over the sub pond, I can see seven ducks. Seven ducks standing on a log. That's oh so very nice. Something else just occurred to me. Don't know where this thought came from, but I'm glad it did. My fiscal month starts today. Or was it yesterday? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. What this means is I could go out and look for stuff. Meaning, I do have some disposable income. Although somebody remarked the other day that that's not a good thing to call it. You know, and I sort of have to agree. Somebody was in was it Gemlog? Somebody said, you know, you should call that discretionary income. And yeah, I really should. So I can spend money again. I'm going to walk out to the end of the boardwalk. I can see a blue heron already. I can see another one already. So I might go out and look for stuff. What do I want to look for? I want to go out and look for parts for making guitars. Because I'm still thinking about that. All right, and as I walk out here towards the end of the boardwalk, yeah, we got this is like a rerun of the other day. Way out there is Big Bluey, and he just jumped up, and now he's flying over. Oh, he's not flying as far. I can still see him. And then here's this little guy closer to me. Wow, this is like the weirdest deja vu I'm having. This exact same sequence of events has already happened to me. And you know what's weird? Even though we've had all the rain, the water level here is a little bit low. Like a couple of inches low. Really bizarre. Yeah, like right here, I can see the... What's going on? Water level is strangely low. I guess that's good for the blue herons that are fishing, but the wind is coming up, so I'm turning around. The water level is low. This is odd. But this might be strategic. Yeah, here we got more people. Little kids. Great. Time to leave. I suspect... Well, we've had a lot of rain recently. And we didn't really have any rain or anything all summer. I mean, it was a pretty dry summer, and it was a very dry spring. And so I'm beginning to think, Aha, I bet somebody has adjusted the outflow at the weir. There is a small dam that sort of keeps Herrenhaven from draining into the Papio Creek constantly. And I have a feeling, because of all of the recent rains, and we had 5.5 inches a couple weeks ago, somebody probably opened the weir up a little bit further just so that the water level wouldn't get too high. And I bet that's what's going on here. Yeah, we got a hippie family out here with little kids. Great. And so, I bet the weir was opened a little bit more to let water out, to keep the water level low enough so as not to attract beavers. Yeah, because it's the water level. I'm looking at the turtle tunnels that go under the land bridge now, and yeah, they are much lower or higher than they should be. The water level is lower. Odd. But then again, we can't afford to have beavers here. Beavers will show up. Beavers do come through here, but they just pass on through. They are, what's the word I'm looking for here? Itinerant? They are temporary. They show up, they hang out for a day or two, and then they leave. Because they discover that this is not, you know, an ideal beaver habitat. Why is it not? Because there's not enough water flow, and the water level's not high enough, and blah, blah, blah. If the water level gets too high, then yes, beavers show up and then they say, hey, this is a great place to be, as we all know. God damn it, what is up with this kid? Can you hear that? Is that kid following me now? What was I talking about? Bevelers. I'm going to go into the wall blind here, see if there's anything going on in the back of the wall blind, or in the back of the billabong. I doubt it. If there's a kid here screaming, we're not going to see Jack. And what do we got back there? Absolutely nothing. Turning around. Yeah, there's another guy here, another guy with a big old camera. I bet he's mad at the children too, because they're screaming and causing the animals to run. So anyway, when the water level gets too high, the beavers show up and take up residence. And that's bad. Because they start chopping down trees, which is what beavers are supposed to do. But that can be a problem here. It unbalances the whole system. And there's nothing but problems. So, unfortunately, we got to keep the beavers out of Herrenhaven. But that's okay. Because we've got another source for beavers. I know where the beavers live. Oh, so fun. So anyway, here I am walking through the forest. I'm just kind of looking for mushrooms, kind of just scanning back and forth. All the stuff that's on logs is on logs, all the stuff we've seen in the last couple of times we've been here. There's some orange mat. What's over here? Not a nothing over here. Soon we're going to have the massive autumn mushroom breakout. It needs to get a little bit cooler. It's still a little bit too warm. And as I cross over the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, there are three or four ducks hanging out there, having a good time on some sticks. Oh, I just realized, what is today? What is that sound? It's Wednesday. My TV show is on tonight, so I can't watch Tokyo Vampire Hotel until later. Oh, it's kind of unpleasant out here now. It's getting to be that way. And I wonder if I should be going to the store. Let's see, what do we got out here today? Ooh, ducks on logs. Nothing much going on out in the Delta. I'm looking for big birds in trees. I can hear frogs chirping. But other than that, not much going on. I'm turning around. What is that sound? There's a really bizarre sound. It kind of sounded like my cat throwing up. And you know, the only thing that I can think of that makes a weird sound like that is a heron. They make the weirdest squawks. I couldn't tell where that came from though. I wonder if that was a big buoy right out there, because he's not within my field of vision, but he is right kind of over there on the other side of those reeds. And but yeah, it's kind of unpleasant out here. It's not quite cool enough to counter the humidity. So I'm heading out. I'm wondering if I should do something productive today. Meaning, should I go to the store? I'm almost out of graham crackers. I only have 4 graham crackers left. And I do have enough food to last me 2 more days. I've got a small loaf of bread which can make 2 sandwiches. I've got half a Roma tomato, 2 slices of good Gruyere, and about a 1/4 pound of Black Forest ham, plus some lettuce and some balsamic vinegar. Look at all those frogs down there. So am I going to eat a sandwich again today for the 3rd day in a row? I probably have to, because if I don't, I won't be able to eat that bread fast enough. I won't be able to eat that bread in time before it goes bad. Because this is, you know, actual bread. This is not buy it off the shelf. Comes in a plastic bag at the grocery store. Bread that will last for 6 months because it's got so many chemicals in it. I can't eat that stuff. I can only eat real bread. And so the bread that I bought 2 days ago was baked that morning. And it doesn't last long. Gotta kind of eat it fast. Otherwise it will go to mold. Because it is so humid here these days, and it gets humid in my house, and I can't dry my house out. And somebody has moved this arrow made out of sticks. It's pointing back out. I guess they're being clever and making sure they don't get lost. But, you know, you can't get lost here in Heronhaven. So maybe I should go to the store. Maybe I need to go to the store, buy some food, but I don't want to. I don't want to. I want to spend my money on other stuff. I've been doing some research, little by little, and thinking about this guitar I want to make. I'm still not too sure exactly what I want. Do I want a 3-string? Do I want a 4-string? Oh, look at this bug. Here's an interesting caterpillar or something. And he's crawling on a log by some mushrooms. Hello, Mr. Dude. And he's spiky. He's got spikes and they're fractal. And they're so cool. He's a cool dude. I'm trying to take a picture of him, but my camera doesn't want to. What's it take to get a goddamn picture of this bug? Yeah, these pictures aren't turning out. There's a big mushroom. So yeah, I kind of want to go wandering around in a hardware store. Look for things like tail pieces and bridges. Now, it's true that you can just buy tail pieces for guitars. You can just buy a bridge for a guitar. But that's not fun. That's not cool. A tail piece plus a bridge is going to run me, you know, $20 or more. I think I can do better. I think I can go to a hardware store and or somewhere like Hobby Lobby, everybody's favorite whatever store, and I can find some improvisational parts. And that's what I'm into. I want this thing to look improvisational. I don't need to make it look like it was made by a factory. I don't need it to look like it was made by a professional luthier or anything. I just need it to look cool. In fact, what I have in mind, I kind of want people to be afraid of my guitar. I want people to say, ooh, I don't want to touch that, because clearly it is some kind of magical voodoo device. Yes it is. So back in front of the building here, approaching my car. I think the sun's starting to come out. We are leaving just in time, so all we got to see today were a couple of herons. Good for them. Sitting down in my car, we will return to my house in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And oh boy, here I am back in my house. And it feels warmer in the house than it does outside. I know that's not right. It's about the same, but there's no cool breeze. This is not good. I'm going to have to crank the air conditioning down. And drink some yummy iced tea. Oh, well. This isn't fun. This day turned out to be kind of a bust. What a drag. And I still need to go out. Should I go out to the hardware store and wander around, or what do I feel like doing? Should I go to the store? I don't know. But one good thing just happened to me minutes ago. I got out of my car. Yeah, this is, 30 seconds ago. And I thought, oh, I better check my mail. So I looked in my mailbox, and all I had was a Valpak, just some coupons. But then I'm looking down, and a meter away from my mailbox, there's this lovely, lovely bolete mushroom. And it's a good-sized one. Probably the biggest one I've ever seen in my yard. The cap is about 9 centimeters in diameter, and the stalk is maybe like 15 millimeters in diameter. And it's tall. It's a good 12 centimeters tall. And I was thinking, all right. And I looked around a little bit for more, but I didn't see any others. I thought, that's strange, because usually when they pop, I get a bunch of them. And it's funny to see them now. Usually, you know, we get them a month earlier than this. But again, it was a really dry summer and everything. And so, anyway, I've got one bolete. What kind of bolete is it? It's one of the blue staining kind. You can actually write on it. And I think it might be a piperatus or one of those. I'm not sure. The way to tell is to taste it. And I'm not going to do that. So, yay! Mushrooms are starting to show up. That's happiness. That's a good time. I'm also wondering if I should shave or if I can get away with going another day. I'll probably start going nuts later, so I probably should shave. Just in case. But I'm also thinking about other instruments and such. And while I was out in the garage, I saw a couple pieces of wood that I set aside to potentially make into necks or musical instruments, and I thought, And I've got some boxes laying around here. I've got some cigar boxes. And I should go to the tobacconist and see if they've got any more. Maybe I could do that too. And then I'm also remembering that I've got these other wooden boxes. These bizarre little... These are for, like, shadow box displays. I've still got these boxes that could be made into something. They would have to have tops and bottoms put on them. Well, not necessarily bottoms, but at least tops. But still, gotta, you know, neck these up. Get some stuff. Get some hardware. So I'm thinking about building more stuff. And that will be fun. And, you know, when I was driving home from Heron Haven, it was weird. It was a little weird because I started getting that urge to go dumpster diving because I saw some cool dumpsters. There's some construction going on. And I always find such great stuff in dumpsters. All this wood that I'm talking about that I have for next, all taken out of dumpsters. And I have the urge to go dumpster diving, and I don't know if that's the best idea. Only because the weather, it's way too humid for me to be outside for more than about 20 minutes at a time. And even that is annoying. Plus, I don't have a lot of gasoline. I only have about a quarter tank of a gasoline, and that needs to last me a little while longer. So, maybe I won't go out and drive around and look for dumpsters to dig into. But maybe I could run over to Hobby Lobby, because Hobby Lobby is kind of close to the Asian market. I could go in there and buy some more Joss paper. Yeah, because I need more. No, I don't. I do need food, though. See, I'm just making up excuses to go places and try to buy things. But in my mind, I'm making a list of potential things to use for parts for my new musical instruments. I'm going to build at least a 3-string guitar, electric, possibly a solid body. And I might build a 4-string just so I can, you know, have that fun tuning that I like. I don't know. I feel so indecisive. I want so much, but I can only have so little. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Every single day, including holidays and weekends and everything else. At 1930 UTC.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.